This week, a federal judge in Florida will hold a hearing on whether to unseal the affidavit behind the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. That document has details on why agents wanted to search ex-President Donald Trump's house. This judge has already released the property receipt and the search warrant, indicating Trump is being investigated for possible violations of the Espionage Act. Trump and his allies are responding by blaming the investigators. Let's talk about the latest with Julian Zelizer, professor of history at Princeton. Julian, welcome back.
Thanks. Nice to be with you.
So as the judge is deciding whether to make this affidavit public, what is at stake for Republicans and for the Justice Department?
Well, for the Justice Department, the investigation is at stake, and it seems DOJ is concerned about making too many revelations through the release that would compromise the investigation. For Republicans, I think in some ways not having it released will serve the narrative that the former president is using to combat this, that this is a political investigation and that there's nothing there. And the question is, what if it does come out? Then how does it affect perceptions of the former president and how does it affect the Republican Party?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about the former president. He appears to have shifted his explanations over the past week. He played, we'll call it the victim card that DOJ is picking on him. And then he had the hoax card that reporting on that there was nuclear information in the boxes is bogus in his view. And then he's played the innocent card that he declassified all the papers before he took them home. What do you glean about President Trump's motivations here?
Well, these are the kinds of arguments we've heard before. We certainly heard them during the Mueller investigation, during the impeachment investigations, meaning the president attacks the investigators, usually tries to distract from the substance and talk about who's looking at the substance. And it's also a way in which he positions himself to be an outsider under attack by institutions, which is the character that he's really embraced since 2016. It's worked for him before. It's at least kept him out of legal peril or getting convicted and not just impeached. But the question is the evidence this time greater than his ability to combat it?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a couple historian questions here. Donald Trump has responded to the search as he has so many times before. As you say, going after investigators and their agencies, going after the news media, these are institutions. Why is Trump focusing on discrediting institutions?
Well, I think at some level he understands the sentiment that grew out of the 1970s in the United States, a distrust in government, a distrust in political institutions generally, and he tries to capitalize on that feeling of distrust. In contrast to Biden, who works against that sentiment, he plays right into it. And I think he sees a political advantage to doing that. And I think he sees a foundation to those kinds of arguments seeping into the electorate. And by doing this, he raises further doubts about the institutions and undermines, in many ways, the ability of government to govern.
Yeah. Julian, you have written that for decades, a reliable Republican talking point, going back to Richard Nixon, has been law and order. And you write Donald Trump has pivoted from that. What do you mean?
He has. Look, since Richard Nixon used the theme of law and order in 1969 forward as really a key talking point for Republicans, they've been pretty consistent in defending that institution, meaning law enforcement institutions and even the FBI. But he changed. He used the FBI as a foil throughout his presidency, and now he's doing it again. And so I think he's changed the intensity of the Republican attacks on institutions by bringing in law enforcement because they were a threat to him.
Yeah. And as a historian, are you concerned that Donald Trump's repeated strategy could cause long-term damage to Democratic institutions?
I am. Look, some skepticism about institutions is always warranted, and it can be healthy if the point is to reform those institutions. That was the story of the 1970s. The problem is this is more destructive. There's no end game of reforming institutions or making democracy better. It's more a deconstruction project, and that's what he's engaged in for partisan purposes. And if it goes too far, it takes a long time to rebuild the trust that erodes during these attacks.
Yeah, right. And very quickly, do you have your own thoughts on whether the judge should make this affidavit public?
That I have no idea. I think DOG has put forward, DOJ, some pretty serious concerns, and that might be a check. But I don't know. It's a political and legal debate going on.
Julian Zelizer is a historian at Princeton University. Thank you, as always.
Thanks for having me.